As we said a little earlier in the service, we are delighted to have the moderator, Dr. Paisley, with us today. Not only to unveil the memorial plaque to Mr. Ferguson, but also to bring us the Lord's message in our service here this morning. And I'm now going to call upon the moderator to come and read the scriptures and bring God's word.
Thank you. Turn in your Bibles to the 32nd chapter of Genesis. Genesis chapter 32. I'm reading from verse 24 of this 32nd chapter. And Jacob was left alone, and they wrestled, there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh, and the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. And he said, "Let me go, for the day breaketh." And he said, "I will not let thee go, except thou bless me." And he said unto him, "What is thy name?" And he said, "Jacob." And he said, "Thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince hast thou power with God and with men, and hast prevailed." And Jacob asked him and said, "Tell me, I pray thee, thy name." And he said, "Wherefore is it that thou dost ask after my name?" And he blessed him there. And Jacob called the name of the place Peniel, "For I have seen God face to face, and my life is preserved." And as he passed over Peniel, the sun rose upon him, and he halted upon his thigh. Therefore the children of Israel eat not of the sinew which shrank, which is upon the hollow of the thigh, unto this day, because he touched the hollow of Jacob's thigh in the sinew that shrank. Amen, and God will stamp his approval of blessing upon the reading from the infallible. Let's stand for a word of prayer together before the preaching. I take the promised Holy Ghost, the blessed power of Pentecost, to fill me to the uttermost. I take. Thank God he undertakes for me. And the people of God said, amen. Very pure amen. The people of God said, amen. You may be seated. While thinking of our beloved brother Eric, I thought upon the road along which he passed. And in my Bible readings this week, in my private devotions, I have been looking again at Jacob. And I want to look at the road that Jacob traveled. If you have your Bible with you, if you would open it with me and look with me at chapter 31, and verse 3, you will find that the Lord spoke to Jacob and told him to go back to his own land. So the road that Jacob was to walk was a revealed road. It was divinely revealed by God. And the orders came from heaven. This is the way. Walk ye in it. I'm glad today that we can rejoice that one day God revealed his road to our brother. Before that, he was treading the road to hell and darkness and damnation. But God showed him the road. Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. And in a split second of time, the miracle was done, and our brother transferred and translated to the path to heaven. And God directed him in that road. It was a revealed road that he traveled. But when we come down to chapter 31 to verse 13, God said to him, "Now arise, get thee from the land and return." Underline the word return unto the land of thy kindred. This road was the returning road. It was an old path. Jacob had walked this path when he fled from the anger of Esau. The very places that he was to return to, every one of them had been tread by the foot of Jacob before. It was a returning road. And I am so glad that in the midst of the apostasy of this day and generation, when we have to raise the standards and ask for the old ways and the old paths and walk them in, Eric knew there was a returning road he had to walk. Returning to the Word of God, the only infallible rule of practice and faith. Returning to the way of the cross that leads home. Returning to the contending for the faith and setting oneself for defense of the gospel. The road that meant separation, meant isolation, meant misunderstanding. That was the road he had to take. He had to visit the oak like Jacob and bury the things of the ecclesiastical world at that foot of that old tree of the oak, which is a type of the cross. And he had to enter into the path of separation. So he walked the revealed road, and thank God he walked the returning road. Now when you turn over in the scripture, you will find in chapter 32, he went on his way. This road became his way. He wasn't just being directed by signposts. He was being directed by the inspiration and help of the Holy Spirit. It became his road. He was identified with his way. And this way was a royal way because it was the way of the angels. Look at chapter 32, verse 1. "And Jacob went on his way, and the angels of God met him." You see, when he went this way the first time, he had to sleep. It was the first night he had ever left his father's tent. And he hadn't a very comfortable sleeping place. He had stones for his pillows. I don't know whether you ever lay on a stone as your pillow. The nearest thing I got to that was when I was in prison in the old Crumlin Road prison. And I said to a fellow who was doing time with me, I said to him, how do you get accustomed to the hard pillow? Well, he said, Ian, what you do when you get into bed, you take your fist. And he says, you make a hole as deep as you can make it for your ear to fit into. And then you get in and put your ear down in that hole and you'll at least. And he was right. So every night I used to have a pillow fight with a pillow to get the place to lie down on. Here was a man sleeping on a stone, and he slept well. I would take a pillow of a stone every night if I could have the vision that Jacob had. And that night he saw in the darkness the angels of God ascending and descending from heaven. But now he's in the light. And as he walks along that road, it is not only a revealed road, and it's not only a returning road, but it's a royal road. The angels of God are there. And he said something. He said, he called it by a certain name, Mahanaim, which means two wonderful camps of angels. Two camps. The camp on the left and the camp on the right. Because these angels surrounded him. And he called it the place of the two camps. Oh, what a great royal road is this. Over in Psalm number 91, this road is mentioned. And it tells us something again about the angels. For he shall give his angels, Psalm 91 verse 11, charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against the stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder, the young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. There's the three animal metaphors of the devil. The devil is a lion, the devil is a serpent, and the devil is a dragon. And here we have Jacob learning there was victory on this road. These angels that met him to put steel into his blood and help him to fight the battle. And then, because he has set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. Poor old Jacob, with all his ways and stubbornness, yet he loved his God. And he loved the birthright of God. And he loved the thing that Esau despised and sold for a mess of pottage. He loved the things of God. You have the royal way. And thank God our brother walked that royal way. And I engaged with him in many a battle with the lion. And many a battle with the serpent. And many a battle with the old dragon. And many a victory we celebrated when a night's prayer, when the smoke went down in the Clare Hall. And when we could breathe freely, then, in fact, I thought when you were speaking, Brother David, you were back in the Clare Hall getting some smoke fumes into you. But let me say this, what times of prayer we had, and nothing discouraged us. Why? Because we had met the angels. They encamped on both sides of God's people. You will then, if you turn on in chapter 32, you'll find it was a requesting way. This man who walked this way was a man of prayer. And one of the most marvelous prayers in the whole Bible, he prayed it on that way. If you turn over to the 32nd chapter, and at the verses 9 to 12, you will find that prayer there. And what a wonderful prayer it was that this man, he prayed a prayer of blessing and power. Chapter 32 and verse 9. And Jacob said, O God of my father, his father's God. I don't believe that the kingdom of God runs in the bloodstream, but I believe it runs in families. God is a family God. And where we have lost out in our families, I believe, is in the great covenant promise, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved in thy house. I believe it's God's will that the whole house should be saved. I led a woman to the Lord last Sunday night. I've been preaching down in Ballyclare, and she came through for God. We had the holy water, not the stuff the Pope makes. We had the real, genuine tears as she wept her way to the cross. And I was saying to her, when God saved you, he wants to get the whole family in. God is a family God. And he said, God of my father Abraham, God of my father Isaac, the Lord God which said to me. This man was glued to the word of God. And he said, I am not worthy of the least of all the mercies and of all the truth which thou hast showed thy servant. With my staff I passed over this Jordan. When he left his father's house, he had no one with him. The only person he had with him, as I said the other night, looking at this passage with some people, he had the wooden brother. He had the wooden stick in his hand. And that's a good man, that thing to take with you on a journey. A wooden stick that can't answer you back. Keep away from people who are too volatile in their speech. And get into the silence. And here he was with this stick in his hand. That's all he had. But when he came back, he was two bands. God had prospered him mightily. And he says, deliver me, I pray thee, from the hand of my brother, from the hand of Esau. For I fear him. Here was a man shaken to the foundation with fear. 400 soldiers led by Generalissimo Esau were marching on him. But he was afraid. Trouble with God's people are not yet prepared to admit their fears. When you are afraid, you should run to God and tell God you're afraid. God will not help you if you don't acknowledge your need. God only answers the prayers of people that are in real need. And when a person is in real need, they will really pray and cry out to God. And God answered his prayer mightily. He went back to the past. And he was encouraged in what God did. It was a requesting way. But it was a way that was resisted. Strange to relate that when he had put over his wives and his family and his herds and his cattle and all his workers, and he was alone, a strange figure approached him. And in the night, he saw this figure, the figure of this man in the night. And the man seized him, as only a wrestler could, and started to struggle with him. And there was Jacob. He was a man of fear. He was afraid. He was shaken from head to toe, worrying about Esau. And now this strange individual had seized him. And to and fro they wrestled. There is a lovely hymn written by Charles Wesley. Come, O thou traveller unknown, whom will I hold but cannot see? My company before is gone, and I am left alone with thee. With thee all night I mean to stay, and wrestle till the break of day. Contented now upon my thigh, I hope to life's short journey ends. All helplessness, all weakness I, on thee alone for strength depend. Nor have I power from thee to move, thy nature and thy name is love. And here was this man, Jacob, and there was a wrestler. And he wrestled. And Jacob put forth all his strength, and the man did not prevail over him. And when the man did not prevail over him, the way of resistance became the way of restraint. He restrained Jacob, and he knocked his thigh out of joint. He made him a cripple. And if you're a cripple and you're in the wrestling arena, there's only one thing you can do when you're crippled is just cling to the person. And that's what he did. He threw his arm round that person and he said, I will not let thee go. I'm a crippled man. I can't wrestle any more. You've broken me. You've smashed me. You've defeated me, but I'll cling to you. I'm going to cling to you. And by clinging, he won what he couldn't win by wrestling. And when God knocks away all our props, and when God takes away all our human abilities, which stand in our way of blessing, and when God purifies us from the pride that is a curse in our hearts, then we can cling to him and he will bless us. And you will notice the wonderful thing about this clinging was this, that the man for the first time spoke to him. The first time the man spoke to him was when he was clinging. He says, what is thy name? That was the first verbal communication. They fought all night, but there was no communication. But when he said, I will not let thee go, except thou bless me, then the blessing came. A person absolutely and totally surrendered to his God. And that restraint lived as a solemn lesson in all the generation of the Jewish people. They don't eat the thigh bone. They don't have the meat around it. Why? Because God touched that the day of the wrestling. And God has to break us before he can bless us. God has to deal with our sins before he can give us the holiness of heart that we need to serve him. God has to do a work of grace in our hearts. And you will notice something else about this, that this way became a rewarding way. For immediately this happened, the blessed Christophany of Christ, the Lord Jesus, and I believe this was the Savior that he wrestled with. When he saw him, he said to him, thou hast prevailed with God. Think of it. Jacob, the supplanter, the twister, the deceiver, a man who has prevailed with God. And our brother knew the restraints. Our brother knew not only the restraints, but knew the resistance of the road he walked. But he walked it firmly. He didn't run away. Many people run away when trouble comes. They don't understand. But our brother Eric struck in with his feet and he stood. And we salute his memory today as a man that stood his ground against the enemy. He was a man that didn't get too concerned with what was happening around him, because he had his eye on another place, on another throne, on another country, and another blessing. And so it was with this man, Jacob, but he prevailed. The way was a rewarding way. You know, when he went on his first journey, he had that dream. And he reached a place called Bethel, the house of God. It's a great thing to be in the house of God. But the blessing of the house of God is as nothing to the blessing he got here. It wasn't the house of God he saw here. It was the face of God. To see his face. That's heaven on earth. The saints in heaven see the face of the Savior. They see God. But I can see God down here upon this earth if I have the blessing of Peniel in my soul. If I'm clinging to the Lord, I'll not be occupied with his house. I'll be occupied with himself. I've seen the face of Jesus. And Jacob saw that face. And from that day he went on from strength to strength. He had seen the face of Jesus. This was the way that our brother Eric walked. This is the way for us all. May the Lord give us the dedication of heart. May the Lord give us the ability of that grace imparts to be a wrestler who has learned the secret of clinging to God. And let all other things fade away. And let us just cling to heaven. And the best will yet be. And the end is not yet. Praise the Lord. May God bless his word to our hearts. Amen.